Chapter 34. "At least go next door to Miss Anne's house to spend the night," Cade pleaded. We were sitting together on my sofa, watching the embers dying in the fireplace. Another chilly day. Would spring never arrive? My hand felt warm and secure within Cade's, and I would have liked for the moment to go on and on, but I broke the spell. Drawing a deep breath, I shook my head. As much as I love Miss Anne, I can't take my animals to her house every night. They would be confused and uncomfortable, and I don't want to leave them in the house alone either. Don't worry, Cade. Ulysses is an excellent watchdog. I almost wished I hadn't reported the Moe incident. All my friends, including Cade, were beginning to hover. Not that I wasn't grateful, and not that I wasn't a bit apprehensive. I just didn't want to change my routine because of threats or possible danger. Every time anyone set foot inside a car, she courted danger. Life in these times was fraught with uncertainty, and there was no escaping the fact that we all should be mindful of possibilities. Besides, I certainly didn't feel the need for a bodyguard or a babysitter. "I knew you wouldn't agree," Cade said. "Would you like me to take up residence here on your sofa each night?" I grinned. Now that would give wagging tongues in Edna Lee something to talk about, wouldn't it? "I'd love for you to be here, Cade, but your hours are so erratic that you're never sure when your day will end. Thanks, but no." "No use telling you to be careful," he said. "Just keep your phone with you and don't hesitate to call. You still have that holster I gave you, don't you?" I showed him the pretty blue leather phone holster clipped to the waistband of my jeans. "Sure do, and my phone is securely inside. I'll make a deal. I'll be careful, and you promise not to worry, okay?" He snorted. "Yeah, right." "What about Ken? Where is he? I was floored when he handed me his birth certificate. To think I actually have a cousin, and I thought Uncle Javin was the last of my family." Cade shook his head. "What a mix-up. It would have saved a lot of trouble if Miss Evangeline hadn't tried to keep him a secret all these years. And your uncle, well, I guess people have always been the same, past generations or today. But it doesn't do any good to think of the if-onlys. Life has always had its mix-ups and surprises." I quoted Walter Scott. "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." Why on earth were these things I learned in childhood coming back to me? Was it a form of comfort? Was I reverting to the time in my life when I felt safe with my parents? Could it be a sign of approaching old age? "Exactly," Cade said. "I have Ken in protective custody for now. We don't know as yet who this killer is we're dealing with. It seems strange that the murders happened at the same time Moe escaped from jail, but why would he bother? Moe is as mean as they come, but so far he hasn't resorted to murder. No, the person who would have the most to gain from murder would be one of the people at the Carver farm." "Maybe it's somebody we haven't thought of yet," I said. "Maybe it's a person we would least expect." "Got any suggestions?" he asked. I thought for a minute. "No, not right now." "Can I borrow Ulysses for a while?" he asked. "What? Ulysses? Why?" "He's pretty good at trailing people, as I remember. If I took him out to your folks' old house place and let him sniff around, he might be able to pick up Moe's scent." "He might," I agreed. "Sure, Cade, if you can keep up with him. If he runs off from you and finds Moe when he's alone, I think Moe would kill him." Cade squeezed my hand. "I'll have him on a leash. That won't happen, I promise. I can come by after him first thing in the morning." So I agreed. I just didn't want any harm to come to my dog. He and Penny meant a great deal to me. As Cade left, I turned to Ulysses. "Well, old friend, it looks like you are joining the police force for a while. Maybe tomorrow we'll put a period to at least one of our suspects." But life, being full of quirks and twists, had another trick up its sleeve, because the next day, it rained.